FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr rejects calls to block Elon Musk's Twitter takeover. By Alim Bokhari on April 27, 2022. FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr rejected calls from a leftist think tank to intervene in Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter, calling the organization's concerns frivolous. Yesterday, the leftist-run Open Markets Institute released a press release calling on the FCC, FTC, and DOJ to block the Twitter purchase in the name of neutrality, and said Musk's takeover poses a number of immediate and direct threats to American democracy and free speech. The Open Markets Institute did not attempt to explain its doublespeak claim that Musk, who has promised to restore free speech to Twitter after years of leftist-led censorship, represents a threat to free speech. In a response issued via the FCC, Commissioner Carr said the leftist think tank's position was absurd. The FCC has no authority to block Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter, and to suggest otherwise is absurd, said Carr. I would welcome the full FCC making it clear that we will not entertain these types of frivolous arguments. The FCC has zero authority to block Musk's purchase of Twitter, said Carr. And it is particularly frivolous to ask the agency to do so in the name of protecting free speech and open debate. Since Twitter announced its deal with Elon Musk, the left and its allies in nonprofits and the institutional media have been working themselves into a crescendo of rage over the thought of free speech returning to social media. Far-left Senator Ed Markey, DMA, has called on the government to block the deal in the name of algorithmic justice, while an MSNBC host fretted that the left's big tech censorship machine might be unleashed against their favored candidates. Leftist users threaten to boycott the platform, while others try to claim that white supremacy is, somehow, involved. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.